It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Patrice Melnick's poem Catalpatry appears in Vision and Verse, an anthology of poetry from the Vision and Verse Art and Poetry exhibits out of Lake Charles. The anthology is edited by J. Bruce Fuller and Erica McCready. Patrice Melnick's poem Catalpatry. They call Catalpa a trash tree like some teen, her skirt hitched up high, neckline low, and everyone calls to her, trash, trash tree. I like the thick furrowed trunk, sparse branches like something ancient with memory roots digging deep. Huge heart leaves flap like handbags in the summer breeze. So trashy, they say, when leaves tremble to the earth. How those papery sheets grow dull yeller, littering trim, suburban lawns. I suggest to my husband that we plant in our yards trees with names that bring our lips together when spoken, maple, pawpaw, mimosa, cypress, Japanese maple, purple leaf plum, catalpa. Even when young, catalpa purses her yellow blossom lips flirtatiously. That thick-bodied big leaf tree shed seed pods, and how they sprouts, spring up. Seedlings have seedlings, no farther in sight as she encourages little sprouts rising from the mat of St. Augustine grass. Oh, how neighborhood lawns are littered, and that raw catalpa twists upward with overgrown flapper leaves and pods that dangle and drop like fertile promises. The second poem today is by Amy Flurry, who directs the poetry program in the MFA writing program at McNeese State University, and the poem is one of the poems from the Vision and Verse Anthology 2009 to 2013, edited by J. Bruce Fuller and Erica McCready. Amy Flurry's poem in Acadiana. True that it's a moss-hung land of trash and spices, a state of drive-through daiquiri shacks and of revival trailers promising free Bibles and beans, of heart disease and language French on the radio. Any dive off the Gulf Coast Highway has Buzu on the jukebox and a dozen or so roughnecks just off the rigs. Each day you've got to wade through the warm broth of afternoon. You've got to learn to live with your own sweat and with the sweat of others. Nights, the mosquito truck drives by lackadaisically, trailing toxic mist. Folks are kind and canaille. By this, I mean only praise. If this be our poverty, then Lord, keep us poor. But do keep us.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork.